Protecting the Innocent. Pansy wanted to write an article on detectives for the school newspaper. To get information, she interviewed Detective Ken. This is part of the interview.
You say that you like being a detective. Why?
Let me tell you about a recent case that I dealt with, Pansy. Mr. Jones is a very rich man who lives alone and enjoys collecting things. He purchased a vase for $300,000. He showed it to only two people, his friends, Jill and Jenny. Then he locked it in the safe at his house. That night, someone stole it. Mr. Jones reported the theft, and I went to his house to look for clues.
Did you find any?
Yes, I found a black pearl earring near the open safe, and outside the open window of the room, I saw a lot of mud on the wet ground. Inside the room, the carpet was spotlessly clean.
So what did you do next?
I interviewed Jill and Jenny. They both denied stealing the vase. But I noticed that Jill was wearing a black pearl necklace, but no earrings.
So Jill was the thief?
I didn't know. I needed proof. A good detective never jumps to conclusions. I decided what to do next. I showed Jill the earring, and she admitted it was hers. She said someone had stolen it from her house a month before. I checked her story. It was true.
So Jill was no longer a suspect. But what about your other clue? The mud outside and the spotless carpet inside?
That told me that probably no thief broke into Mr. Jones' house. So I questioned Mr. Jones, and in the end, he admitted stealing his own vase. He had bought insurance for it. The insurance company would pay him $300,000 if the vase was stolen.
And who stole Jill's earring?
Mr. Jones did that as well. He tried to make sure that Jill would go to jail instead of him.
So now Mr. Jones is behind bars?
Yes, and Jill is free. My job is to protect the innocent as well as find the guilty. That's why I like being a detective.